This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
There you are. Why didn't you answer?
Sorry.
Well, if you must work, you could at least get dressed first.
I'm not working. I'm mulling things over. Adam agrees with me.
About what?
The BL board. Probably better to jump before I'm pushed.
Oh, Brian, we've been over this. Just because they called an emergency meeting doesn't mean they're going to oust you.
No, Jenny, no. That's not how these things work. Odds are Martin's already spoken to Jerry, and maybe even Annabelle, and she and Justin are as thick as thieves. By the time the meeting comes round on Friday, it'll all be stitched up.
Fine, if that's really what you think. Look, can we at least discuss it later? I'm already running late. Brian?
Yes, all right.
Oh, and don't forget that Mum's coming back for lunch.
Is that what she's been telling you?
William... I ain't trying to blame no one.
Well, it were Emma who started it. Stealing Nick's idea for the Valentine night.
Well, but you still shouldn't be having slanging matches in the pub.
Oh, Mum.
Nick was working, wasn't she?
So, what do you reckon to the vicar's stop complaining for Lent appeal? I reckon it ain't such a bad idea.
Morning, Clary.
Oh, morning, Nick. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. Just trying to gather all the kids for junior church. Oh. How about you? How's everyone?
Oh, we're fine.
That's good.
Right, well, I suppose I ought to find myself a pew.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Susan. Oh. I was just going to sit down.
Oh, no rushes there.
Will? Nick?
Hi.
All right.
Don't often see you here, Will.
No, but with George doing the reading.
Yes, of course. I don't imagine you're going to the tea room for Valentine's, are you?
No.
What about you and Eddie, Clary? Emma must have told you about the Valentine's quiz night her and Fallon are putting on.
Come on, Susan. Nick needs to get the children together.
All right, but what's...
Well, that was subtle.
Nah, it's only Susan.
Yeah, but she won't be the only one. I don't want to be known as the barmaid who gets into fights with her customers.
Look, it'll soon blow over.
I bet Jolene and Kenton don't either.
But you said you were sorry. Stop worrying, love. I'll see you after the service.
So did Alan's sermon change your mind at all? I thought he was quite right about us living in an age of grievance.
Well, I still don't think I'll be giving up complaining for Lent. Oh, not while I'm feeling so resentful.
Jennifer, dear.
Though really, I should take Alan's advice and try to be more grateful. At the end of the day, even if Brian does have to resign as chair of BL, we're still very fortunate.
He's going to resign? But why?
He's probably right, Mum. If the rest of the board are going to force him out anyway...
But the contamination has nothing to do with him.
Hello, Peggy. Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, Susan.
Morning.
Hello, Clary.
So, have you signed up then?
I'm sorry?
For Alan's appeal. Stop complaining for Lent.
Oh.
I thought he was absolutely spot on with his sermon.
Yes, we were just saying, weren't we?
It's no use moaning. If you aren't happy with your life, then it's down to you to do something about it.
Not sure that were quite his point, Susan.
Of course it was. Well,
excuse me, but we're going to have to go. Come on, Mum, I've got lunch to prepare.
Oh, yes, right. Well, it was lovely to see you both.
You too.
Give me your empty cup, Mum.
Oh, I thought Alan was saying that there weren't no point in complaining because the good Lord will always provide.
Is that what you heard?
Well, didn't you?
No, it's up to you to make your own luck. I mean it, you know, Clary. I've sent out my CV to a couple of places already.
Have you?
I'm sick of being taken advantage of. If the archers at Bridge Farm don't appreciate my talents, then I'm going to find new employers that do.
So nice to see you here too, Will. I hope you feel you'd like to come again.
Yes, I hope so too. Nick does a marvellous job.
Oh, I know.
Oh, don't do that much, really.
Nonsense. The children clearly have a wonderful time.
Will you make it to Perihasset next week?
Well, Nick will be there. I often have to work, you know.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Take care, both of you.
Yep.
You too. Bye.
What am I going to do, Will? She's going to think I deliberately didn't answer.
Of course she won't.
My phone was on silent. I was busy helping make Lenten calendars.
Seriously, love.
Jolene wants me to ring her back. They're going to fire me, aren't they?
No.
Why else would she have rung?
Well, maybe she wanted to ask you to do some extra shifts.
But after last week?
Love, how many more times? I told you it weren't your fault.
It doesn't matter. Oh, I shouldn't have gone for Emma the way I did. They have every right to fire me.
Well, there ain't no use fretting about it, is there? If you want to know why Jolene called, you know what you need to do.
I don't blame you for feeling resentful, Jennifer. I'm the same whenever I think about Matt Crawford and Hugo Melling.
And quite rightly, too.
The sheer unfairness of it. Those two will never set foot in the country again because they know they'll be arrested if they do. They're sulling themselves somewhere with the money they swindled out of poor Chris.
How's she doing? I know she's got a cold.
Yes, but... and I wouldn't be surprised if that were due to all the stress. Mm. I told you I'm taking her and Jill for afternoon tea.
Oh, yes, yes, you said.
Ian's doing a special crepe menu for Shrove Tuesday. I just hope she's feeling better by then. I do so want to do something to give her a little boost.
Oh, of course.
Sure, she needn't worry. She'll always have people to take care of her.
Must be awful, though, knowing that she'll probably never get justice.
Oh, it's dreadful. In a way, that's why I'm so appalled Brian's actually thinking about resigning.
How do you mean?
Well, he's not responsible for burying those drums of chemicals, is he? And yet he's expected to fall on his sword.
Oh, yes, I see.
It simply isn't right.
Oh, I agree, Mum. Obviously I do.
So why is he doing it?
He thinks by sacrificing the chairmanship, he's protecting Home Farm.
But it's already affecting the farm, isn't it?
Oh, well, yes.
And by resigning, Brian's as good as admitting culpability.
Not necessarily.
You and Brian have spent over 40 years of your lives building Home Farm's reputation. Why should you be made to throw it away now?
Sorry, William. I ain't seen her.
Well, she was going to make a phone call and now I can't find her.
Well, maybe she's in the vestry. It's quiet in there.
Well, yeah, maybe. You couldn't keep an eye on Poppy, could you?
Of course, love. Sorry, Susan, you were saying?
Oh, yes, well, when I was updating my CV and I looked at all the different jobs I've done, it made me realise how much better I could do than working in the dairy. I mean, I've already managed the village shop and the post office.
Well, that's what I mean, though. Like Alan said, maybe you should just be grateful.
It's being grateful that's been my problem. You know, because of my conviction. But that was years ago. The only person holding me back now is myself.
Well, if you say so. We'll still miss you, mind.
Oh, yeah, I know. But something's got to change. Neil can't carry on the way he is.
Yeah, yeah, okay. No, 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 Jolene, I do understand. Yeah. Well, thanks anyway. Bye.
Well?
Yeah, it's like I thought. They don't want me anymore.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, what did she say?
What does it matter? It's done now. Where's Poppy?
With Mum. Look, Nick, tell me.
Well, she's perfectly nice about it. She said it's always a bit quiet in February and they've decided to rejig the rotor.
So what about next month?
What do you think? She was just trying to be kind. I mean, they've got the pancake race on Tuesday and then it's Valentine's on Wednesday. The bull's hardly going to be that quiet, is it?
Well, Never mind. It ain't like it's going to make much difference money-wise.
That's not the point.
No, I know. I'm just saying. You know, don't worry. We ain't going to struggle. In fact, I expect the kids will be pleased to have you on more. You know how Poppy gets upset when you're at work.
She's fine. It was only 2 or 3 shifts a week.
Yeah, all right, but...
And they were the few precious hours when I wasn't stuck in that cottage doing laundry or cleaning or cooking meals.
Okay. I only meant we miss you.
Sorry, no, I know.
I thought that were a nice thing to say.
Oh, it is. Of course it is. But that job made me feel like I had a purpose, and now it's gone.
I'm perfectly serious, Brian. It's disgraceful that the Matt Crawfords and Hugo Mellings of this world go unpunished while you're being hauled over the coals. Anyone with any sense would know you wouldn't be so foolish as to poison your own land.
Oh, that's kind of you, Peggy.
Kindness has nothing to do with it. You need to stand your ground.
Well, unfortunately, not everyone feels the same way.
Mum, why don't you go through to the dining room?
Yes, but I...
Look, we won't be a moment. I need Brian's help to serve up.
Fine, dear. But I'll be very disappointed in you, Brian, if I hear you've resigned.
Oh, thank you, Peggy. Oh, that's me told.
She's right, you know. You shouldn't have to resign.
Jenny, darling.
Well, I heard what you said earlier, and I'm sure it makes rational sense, but... There's just one glaring problem.
And what's that?
You haven't done anything wrong. Instead, you have led BL very successfully over many years, making the other board members a great deal of money in the process.
It's not all down to me.
Oh, darling, don't be so humble. Just because removing you as chair might be the most convenient solution for them...
Look, I'm not saying I'm happy about it.
Then... Do what Mum says and stand your ground.
Jenny, I appreciate your support.
Tell them they owe you their loyalty.
Oh, I wish it were that simple.
You're innocent, aren't you?
Yes, of course I am.
Then demand they support you too. And if they still vote to oust you, then that's on their conscience, not yours.
Honestly, Jenny, what have I done to deserve someone who believes in me like you?
Oh, just start believing in yourself. Now, here's the knife. Just get on with carving the joint.
Oh, yes, right.
You've got 5 days to corral the board into voting for you. You can do that, can't you?
Bit too early for you.
Oh, Pip.
I did warn you, didn't I? A lambing can be pretty full on.
It's not that. I didn't get to bed till late. No. I was working. Kenton and Jolene have asked me to do some extra shifts at the Bull.
How many extra?
Well, enough to be able to afford a few more baby things.
Apparently Nick can't commit to many shifts at the moment.
But you will be able to manage both.
Yeah.
It took a lot to convince Mum and Dad to let you help out.
Pip, I can handle it. Eddie's shown me the ropes. I'll soon get into the swing of things.
If you say so.
Don't worry. It'll be fine.
Well, I've got the cows to milk.
Sure.
A couple more hours and you can go back to bed.
Yeah. If I don't drop off on a hay bale first.
Morning, Eddie. Oh, hiya, Pip. Toby? Oh. Where you got to, lad? Can't just disappear. Oh, here you are.
Sorry, just grabbing a breath of fresh air.
Yes, well, brakes ain't really part of this job. Come on, chop chop. There's another twin on its way.
So does the trail still cross Home Farm?
Oh, yes, Philip. We only need to avoid where the Environment Agency and the contractors are working.
Good. I don't think anyone wants the hunt pounding across contaminated land. Did you see last week's paper, Shula? I wouldn't like to be in Brian's shoes. We all know what the press are like once they've tasted blood. And that's without having Kirsty on your back.
Kirsty?
I got the impression last week you know her pretty well.
I'm not sure I'd put it quite like that. We're not really close friends.
No?
Why?
Well, I was kind of hoping for a bit of advice. You'd say we hit it off at the quiz, wouldn't you?
You and Kirsty?
Yeah, I thought we were getting on really well, so... Well, we had lunch last week.
Oh, right.
But now she's completely clammed up.
Oh, easy, boy. We'll be leaving soon.
What do you think? Did I come on too strong?
Philip, I'm really not the right person to ask.
I mean, I realise there's a big age gap and Kirsty's obviously a very attractive woman.
Yes, well...
But I genuinely thought there was a spark between us. I wouldn't have asked her again otherwise.
I'm sure Kirsty was probably just being friendly.
So, what, you're saying I came over too eager, asking for a second date so soon?
Perhaps, maybe.
Oh, what have I done? Even as a youngster, I could never read the signals. And that was before 20 years of marriage.
Well, we all get a bit rusty. I expect you just need a little practice. Anyway, it's probably high time we moved off. Hands, please. Right then, here we go.
Grip her firmly.
I'm trying.
There we go. Good. So now the lamb's head's back inside. I can feel around for the forelegs. Well, look, why don't you? Thinking a spare of blushes staring at the wall.
Oh, there's not a lot to see with your hand up her back end.
Ah, I can feel the other foot. Right. What I'm going to do now is bring it forward and attach another rope just above the fetlock.
Right.
See the hoof?
Yes, thank you, that's perfect.
Now, it ought to be quite straightforward. I'm just going to bring the foot a little further on. There's its nose just poking out. Now, you don't have to pull hard. She'll do the work for us. And out it comes.
Oh.
Well, go on. Clear his airways.
Oh, okay.
I've shown you what to do. No point being dainty. Get your fingers in there.
Yeah.
Is he breathing?
I think so, yes.
Grand. Rob him with some straw.
Welcome to the world, fella. Let's get this gunk off you. What?
I hope you ain't planning on being there when Pip gives birth. I reckon you'll be as much use as a chocolate teapot.
Look, it's all just a bit biological.
Yeah, well, I won't be suggesting to Ruth and David they let you loose by yourself any time soon. That'll do.
Yeah.
Mum will clean him now.
Oh.
Here. I've got something you might be better at. Let's see how you get on castrating some male lambs.
Which way did Charlie go? I didn't even see him break cover.
Oh, he escaped towards the copse. So we'll hold hard for a couple of minutes before making a cast for the trail again.
Right.
Oh.
He's a magnificent horse, by the way. I've been admiring the way he takes jumps.
Oh, thank you. We're old hands, aren't we, Topper? He used to be my late brother-in-law's.
We haven't really had a chance to catch up recently, have we? I mean, I know there was the quiz last week, but...
Yes, but you had your mind elsewhere.
How are things? You and Alistair seem pretty good.
Yes, yes, we're fine. Plodding on, you know?
I'm pleased. Could be a lot worse.
Yes, indeed.
And you're doing fantastic things with the hunt.
Oh.
Well, these things don't just organise themselves. You approach it all with such enthusiasm, like the hunt ball. And then when you think about everything you were dealing with at the time... What was that guy's name? Matt?
Matt Crawford.
Yeah. And all the trouble he'd been causing you at the stables.
Yes, I admit, it wasn't the easiest time.
You always seem so calm. Even if you are paddling furiously under the surface, no one would ever realise.
Oh, Philip, really?
No, genuinely, Shula. Like today, you never look anything but graceful.
Oh, and you're a gentleman. Goodness, poor Kirsty doesn't know what she's missing. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay. I know what you meant.
Will you excuse me for a moment? I'd just like to find out when we'll be able to carry on.
Okay. So open the pliers as wide as they'll go.
Oh, yeah, I know, matey. But you'll be happier without them.
Here, pop the ring over his testicles. Give him a tug. Make sure they're all the way through.
Huh?
He won't mind you touching them.
I'm so sorry. Believe me, I won't be telling anyone.
Now close the pliers and slip the ring off the end. Simple as that. In a week or so's time, they'll just drop off.
I bet Ruth and David wish someone had done the same thing to me.
There's still time, you know. Just be grateful they ain't done it themselves.
Don't even joke. They barely trust me with the lambs, let alone to do right by the baby.
Right, down you go.
Listen, Toby, lad. Everyone has difficult in-laws. Least you ain't married. My Clary's dad weren't even going to walk her down the aisle.
Are you serious?
Well, I don't blame him, neither. Old Jethro, he knew she could do better. But he could never say I didn't provide for me family. You see, the bottom line is, it don't matter whether they like you or not. What they care about is their grandchild. And as long as they can see you'd move hell and high water...
Why do you think I'm doing this? Castrating lambs isn't something I've always dreamt of doing.
I can see that.
But when I went with Pip for the scan and I saw that fuzzy little shape on the screen, I suppose that's when it hit me. My life doesn't belong to me anymore.
Well, you're right there. Your life won't belong to you for another 18 years and more.
Yeah, I'm serious, Eddie. I'll do anything to prove I'm in this for the long haul.
Oh, I know.
I might not be cut out for it, but I'm damn well going to try.
Who could argue against that? Right then, lad. Stick another ring on them pliers. Right. Let's see if you can't do this next one faster.
No, you're having me on.
I wish I was, Shula. People complain about having the builders in, but you wouldn't believe what some customers get up to.
So did her husband find out?
No, he signed the cheque when we finished.
Oh, it makes my job at the stables seem rather tame. Certainly nothing like Jilly Cooper'd have you believe, I'm sad to say. Philip?
Sorry, I've just spotted Kirsty.
Oh.
Do you mind? You keep going.
No, you'll... catch up, will you?
Yep. I'll see you all back at the green. Kirsty, afternoon.
Oh, Philip, you look different. Oh. I've not seen you in your hunt coat before.
Oh, don't worry. We only came across one fox and he got clean away.
Actually, I'm running late for work.
Oh.
Oh, it's fine, but I do need to keep walking.
Yeah, of course. I won't take up too much of your time anyway. I just wanted to apologise for last week.
Oh.
I got the wrong end of the stick. I should have realised you wouldn't be interested.
Oh, no, really.
Just don't want you thinking I'm some sort of creep.
Philip, honestly.
I don't normally go around asking out younger women.
It wasn't that at all. I enjoyed our lunch.
Oh, okay.
But when you asked me again, it was to do with the day you suggested.
Sorry, I don't understand. Kirsty, I'm not asking you to make up excuses.
Today is a year ago since I had a miscarriage. You couldn't have known. But, I'm meeting the father, my ex, tonight. We're going to mark the anniversary.
You really don't have to explain.
Philip, it's fine. I did think you might wonder why I suddenly went cold on you.
Even so.
It's just not something you can easily bring up.
I understand.
It had absolutely nothing to do with you, though.
Honestly, Kirsty, my ex-wife had two miscarriages before we had our boy.
Oh.
I know how devastating it can be. Look, I've clearly put my foot in it. Trust me to pick the worst possible day.
Oh, don't be silly.
I never meant to upset you.
Any other night would be fine.
No, you need to do what's best for you. That's what matters. If there's anything you need, though, even if it's just a friendly ear... feel free to call.
To be honest, Jethro just made wooing Clary more of a challenge.
And in the end, you still got the girl.
Don't I know it? Ain't stopped being a challenge ever since.
Watch it, I'll tell it you said that.
I'm only joking. No, it's the things that are worthwhile that take the most effort.
You two do know that you're not supposed to be having so much fun.
Hey. How do, Pip?
How did it go? Sounds like it can't have been too bad.
No, I guess not. I mean, I've still got a lot to learn. I'm fairly certain I didn't make Eddie's job any easier.
Oh, Robbie, no one's expected to be a dab hand their first time round. He did great.
Seriously?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll make a sheep farmer of him yet.
Oh,
that's brilliant news. Well done, Toby. Oh, can't wait to tell Mum and Dad.
Yeah, thanks.
I've got to dash. I still need to straw down the Herefords.
Oh, OK.
See you, Pip.
Catch you later.
Cheers, Eddie. So you really think I've got the makings?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. No. You might not be a natural, but I can see you're determined. Just don't make me look foolish, OK?
I'm starting to wonder if she's even in her office. The girl on reception's offered me a coffee 3 times.
I'm sure Annabelle's just very busy, Brian. How did lunch with Jerry go?
Jennifer, the time.
Yes, all right, Mum. Did he give you any clues about how he intends to vote?
No, not an inkling. Which tells me Martin did get to him first.
Oh, you can't be certain of that.
Well, as certain as I need to be. Even with Andrew in my camp, if those two vote against
me... Oh, all right.
I can't convince Annabelle to go my way.
Well, at least you can rely on Justin to vote to keep you on as chair.
Justin?
Well, you can, can't you?
He's the one person I'm absolutely sure isn't going to support me.
Oh, for goodness sake, darling.
Well, what about the way he dropped me in it with Adam? Winding him up about how serious the contamination might be. Oh, I don't trust him, Jenny.
Well, he accepted my apology.
Oh, yes, I know. No, he says he's trying to protect us, has our best interests at heart. But panicking Adam like that, well, I don't know, I have my doubts.
Oh, all right, but isn't it at least worth talking to him?
Oh, finally.
Well, Brian...
I've been called through. I'll see you later.
It's all right. Okay.
Brian doesn't think Justin will vote for
him. Oh, well, it seems that way.
But why ever not?
Justin thought Brian was trying to downplay the extent of the contamination. So now Brian thinks Justin's against him.
Could that be true?
Oh, Mum, I don't know. Brian's so anxious at the moment, he thinks everyone's an enemy. Oh, yes, look at the time. We need to get you to Grey Gables.
Jennifer, hold on.
Mm-hmm. I hope it gives Auntie Chris the boost that you're hoping for. It ought to. And puts on a lovely afternoon tea.
Jennifer.
And make sure to give my love to Jill.
Surely Justin wouldn't do anything so underhand. He's Lillian's partner, after all.
Oh, Mum.
Are you listening to me, dear? If Brian can't bring himself to speak to Justin, then, in my opinion, someone else is going to have to do it.
I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, Brian. Have a seat. I'm afraid my next client's due in 10 minutes.
Oh, all right.
I assume you want to talk about BL.
Yes, indeed. Annabelle, how long have we worked together now? More than 10 years.
Oh, 14, if you include when I was originally appointed as the estate solicitor.
So you're really that young?
I was almost 40, Brian.
Doesn't time fly? Just think of all the challenges we've overcome. Matt Crawford's prosecution by the Serious Fraud Office and his involvement in the livestock market. The flood? Not everyone has such long memories as we do.
Are you referring to Justin?
It's not a criticism. I'm just pointing out that you and I, we've been through difficult times before.
And as you know full well, bad publicity sticks. Our reputation depends on being seen as responsible custodians of the land.
Yes, of course.
And a chair being investigated by the Environment Agency hardly helps with that image.
It's not all about image, though. Think about who's angling to remove me. My best guess is Martin's already recruited Jerry.
Oh, Brian.
Next thing, I'll be asking Jerry to support him for chair.
Please, let's not start with the palace intrigue.
But you know how opposed he is to Justin's plans for the pig unit.
You're hardly overly keen yourself.
Well, I'm still a better bet than Martin.
Why are you assuming he'd be elected as chair?
Oh.
What does that mean?
Nothing. I just hoped for a little more loyalty.
I don't know what you're insinuating.
I should have realised. You're already vice-chair.
Brian, I don't want to replace you as chair.
You don't?
No. I've done my stint. And nor do I appreciate your clumsy attempts to influence me. What's happening to you, Brian? My only interest is doing what's best for the business. My vote on Friday will be based entirely on that.
Heavens. I've never been so spoilt for choice. Which crepe are you tempted by, Chris?
I've absolutely no idea.
Take your time. The main thing is we're here. I was worried Chris's cold might mean we had to cancel.
Well, you could still have come without me.
No, we couldn't.
Why not? No reason for you and Jill not to enjoy yourselves.
Don't be silly.
I wouldn't have minded.
It would have missed the point.
Well, it's academic now, anyway. Chris is feeling better.
Yes, indeed.
Jill, how's Pip?
Oh, she's fine. determined nothing's going to change.
So she hasn't started thinking about what she's going to do when the baby comes?
No. She's full of plans for how she's still going to be able to work on the farm. And of course I've said I'll help.
You?
Well, who else? Ruth won't be able to.
What about Toby?
Yes, will he be around?
Well, that's what he claims. Honestly, it's only the same as I did for the grandchildren.
All right, maybe.
That was, what, 15 years ago?
Yes, I suppose so.
Almost 16. Ben's birthday's in March, isn't it?
Yes.
We're none of us getting any younger.
Pip can't expect you to be her nanny.
No, you've changed enough nappies.
It's someone else's turn.
No, really, it'll be fine. I've actually been quite looking forward to it.
Well, in that case, it's even more important you treat yourself now. Have you decided yet?
Oh, my goodness.
You must have whatever you like.
Then why not? I'll have the cherry and chocolate crepe.
Chris, what about you?
Oh, just the classic.
Lemon and sugar? No, you must have more than that.
Oh, Peggy, honestly.
How about crepe Suzette? That's what I'm having.
No.
With vanilla ice cream.
I'm happy as I am.
Oh, but...
It's Shrove Tuesday. That's how pancakes are meant to be. I really don't need anything fancy.
Obviously, I didn't want to put it in an email.
Oh, no. Well, thanks for calling.
It's just so disappointing. Mm. I was rather hoping Brian would agree to go without a fight.
Yeah, well, from what you're telling me, that's not going to happen.
Oh, in which case it's up to the rest of the board to present a united front.
Oh, sorry, Annabelle, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, OK.
But I do hear what you're saying, though, and we'll discuss it again soon.
All right.
Yeah. Bye. Yep, come in.
Sorry, hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, Jennifer.
Lillian said it would be all right for me to come up.
Oh, well, come in, come in. Have a seat. And what can I do for you?
Oh, well, to be honest, I almost turned back at the front door. And it's a little bit awkward. Brian doesn't know I'm here, and I'd prefer it if you didn't tell him.
Well, I'd have to know the reason first.
It's to do with the vote on Friday. Mm. I know it's got nothing to do with me, but... If the board votes to remove Brian, it's as good as saying he's guilty. And the headline in last week's paper was bad enough. Can you imagine? It would be devastating for BL's reputation as well as for his.
Well, that horse has already bolted, I'm afraid.
Nothing's been proven yet.
No, I know.
Doesn't that make it even worse? I mean, the very idea that Brian would deliberately risk poisoning his own farm...
Those barrels got there somehow.
Be serious, Justin. You know him better than that. Look, if this is still to do with me accusing you of selling us contaminated land...
No, we've moved on from that.
I only even thought it because I'm so certain it has nothing to do with Brian. Please don't do something that's going to open up that wound again. If not for our sakes, then for Lillian.
Lillian?
Mm-hmm. If there's bad blood between us, it's going to hurt Lillian as well.
Jennifer, I do appreciate you coming to see me, and I'll take... what you've said into consideration.
Brian deserves your support, Justin. As a colleague, as a friend, please promise me you won't hang him out to dry.
It's a good job it is Shrove Tuesday. I won't need to eat for 40 days.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Is there any more tea?
Peggy, who are you looking for?
Just the waiter. I need the card machine.
Chris, could you pass the pot?
Oh, don't worry. I'll pay.
You most certainly won't.
Honestly, how much is it? Let me see.
Oh, no, Chris.
It's not often we all get to go out together.
Give me the bill.
It can't be that much. This isn't the Ritz. Ah, there, that's fine.
Chris, please, let me have it.
No.
Perhaps we could split it three ways.
Jill, I told you, this is my treat.
And I told you, I'll pay.
Now, wait, where are you going?
To use the till at the bar. I'm allowed to do something nice for other people occasionally, aren't I?
Yes. Yes, of course you are.
Thank you, Chris. It's very kind of you.
Thank you for a lovely afternoon.
I'm sorry, Peggy. I know you wanted to do something special for her.
I wasn't trying to patronise her, Jill.
No, I know. You were thinking about the money she lost to Matt. Honestly, though, Chris is hardly in penury, is she? If she says she can afford it...
She shouldn't feel she has to spend what money she has.
No, but you can't tell her not to.
Brian, you're walking the wrong way.
I beg your pardon?
The pancake race. I thought you might be tempted to brandish a skillet. It's all right, Ruby. Heel. She's hoping someone will drop one on the floor so she can snuffle it up.
You've trained her well, then.
Now, Ruby, that's enough.
One man's loss is another's gain. Isn't that your policy, Justin?
Sorry, what was that?
Never mind. I need to get back. I only dropped into the shop for some soda water.
No, Brian, wait. Hold on a moment. Now, look, about the vote on Friday. I hope you appreciate my intention has never been to add to your troubles. I've been just concerned to see what's happening.
Yes, I'm sure.
I can't speak for the other board members, but as far as I'm concerned, it's time to bring an end to this witch hunt.
It's all right, Justin. You don't have to explain yourself.
No, but just let me finish.
Don't bother. I know what you're up to.
Up to?
Yes. You want to replace me as chair yourself.
Now, brother...
There's no point denying it. It's not even that subtle.
Well, go on, then.
I don't know why it took me so long to figure it out. For a while, I thought it was Annabelle who was after the chair again, but when she said she wasn't interested, it suddenly dawned on me. Who else have you been sweet-talking? Jerry? Martin? From the very start, this mess has been blown up out of all proportion. But it's obvious, isn't it? With me out of the way, the path's clear for you.
Oh.
As both the chair and the majority shareholder, you'll be able to do what you like. To think I backed you to the board over Matt, let alone mopping you up off the floor when you split up with Lillian. Do you have the first clue what loyalty even means?
Have you finished? I think the pressure must be getting to you, Brian. It's making you paranoid.
Oh.
Now, look, believe it or not, I have absolutely no desire to be chair. Damara Capital provides me with quite enough excitement, thank you very much. And as for who I think is best placed to be chair of BL...
Yes, come on. If it's not you, who is it then?
No, you'll just have to wait and find out. In the meantime, I've made up my mind where I stand.
Oh, that's another pound you owe, I reckon.
It's an opinion, Susan. I ain't moaning.
We're going to need to check this with Alan. It'll affect how much he raises for Lent.
But don't you think it's a bit harsh of Jolene and Kenton? It's like Joe said last night. So far, the only soul who's lost their job arguing over this contamination at Home Farm is poor Nick. He thinks it's awful the way they've treated her.
Well then, she shouldn't have had a go at Emma. Oh, I don't see why it's stopping you and Eddie from coming to Mr. and Mrs. at the tea room. Me and Neil will be there. And I heard Shula and Alistair are going too.
No, we'd best not. William will only think we're taking sides.
Oh, Clary, it's Valentine's Day.
That's all right. Me and Eddie will just have a quiet night in.
Oh, hang on. We need more yoghurt.
So how's your job hunting going?
Hmm?
I suppose it must be hard finding something that's going to fit around your job at the shop.
Well, it's more about finding a position that befits my age and status. And not that I'm complaining. But my days of tipping yoghurt into filling machines are definitely numbered.
Oh, do you need Anne?
Yeah, top.
Susan, sorry to interrupt. Have you got a moment? I have a customer who wants to know how Kafir could help with her eczema.
Oh, okay, Helen.
Would you mind coming having a quick chat?
So Ed and Emma definitely won't be coming home.
Oh, no. Emma's got this Mr. and Mistress's thing at the tea room tonight, and her Edward's taking the kids there for their tea beforehand.
And what about Eddie and Clary?
She's at the dairy till 6, and Eddie's on a landscaping job over the other side of Felpersham. Oh, I promises you, Nick, ain't nobody going to disturb us.
OK, so you want to cook them a surprise Valentine's Day meal, right?
Ah, I reckon they deserve something special. They don't get much time together.
Oh, that's nice.
Trouble is, I ain't much of a chef. That's why I rung you.
So, what are you cooking them?
Ain't got the foggiest.
Okay, so, what ingredients have you got?
I ain't got a clue. I mean, there's whatever you can find in the fridge.
I'm only repeating what she told me, Susan.
She couldn't praise you enough for how reassuring and attentive you were.
Oh, well, she bought the kefir, that's the main thing.
Yeah, and your gut health display is getting quite a bit of attention too. Sales are slowly picking up.
Good.
So, thank you. Right, I ought to let you get back to what you meant to be doing.
Oh, it isn't any trouble, Helen. Any time.
Well, that were nice, weren't it? Maybe there ain't so much to moan about in this job as you thought. Eh, Susan? Grass ain't always greener. Oh,
no, I know. The truth is, Clary, I've been looking, and there's not a lot out there for someone like me.
But I thought you
said... Oh, well, I'm trying not to complain, aren't I?
Oh. Well, at least you're in regular work. That's more than a lot of people can say.
Oh, I know.
And actually, we might not like to admit it, but the bosses aren't that bad.
Mm.
It's like I always say, the more you dream about what you ain't got, the more you forget about what you have. Don't you reckon?
Oh, I suppose. I just can't help worrying.
Oh, sorry, Susan. Better just see who that is.
No, no, that's fine.
Oh, it's Eddie. Hello, love. Everything okay? No. No. You ain't serious. There's got to be a wind-up.
Clary, what's the matter?
Well, we couldn't be that lucky, surely.
Well, the cannelloni's almost ready for the oven. I just need to finish the bechamel sauce.
Oh, Nick, you're a wonder the way you magicked that up, eh?
Oh, they haven't tasted it yet. To be honest, it should be parmesan instead of cheddar, and bacon would have been better than gammon.
Oh, it's like Italian, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of.
So it's romantic. That and them flowers I picked and some nice music. Oh, Clary and Eddie are going to love it, eh?
I hope so. Right, this looks ready to pour.
Hey, hang on, what was that?
Hello, I'm back.
Oh, Wick.
What's Clary doing home?
Joe, where are you?
Quick, get in the cupboard.
What?
She won't see you behind the ironing board, you're only small.
What difference will that make? As soon as she sees the food, it's going to blow the surprise. You need to get rid of her.
Who?
I don't know. Go on, before she comes in here.
Joe, you all right?
Clary? You're back, Ernie.
Oh, there you are.
I thought you were supposed to be still at work.
No, Helen, let me slip off. You won't believe it. Eddie's been given tickets for Jersey Boys in Stoke-on-Trent.
Who?
You know. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
What are they doing in Stoke?
Not them. It's a musical. One of Eddie's customers had a couple of tickets going spare. Oh, never mind. I need to change. Eddie's going to be back in 10 minutes and we're going to shoot straight off.
What now?
Well, it'd take a good hour and a half to drive there this time of day.
What's tonight?
Hang on. What's that smell? Joe, you haven't been cooking, have you?
Me?
I can definitely smell something nice.
No. I was just boiling up some giblets for the ferrets. You go and enjoy yourself with these here Guernsey fellas.
Thanks. Oh, I'm so excited. We haven't been to the proper theatre in ages.
Oh,
night, late December, back in 63.
Joe, what's happening? You got rid of her?
Well, you could put it like that.
How was everything with your meal?
Oh, yes, it was lovely, Neil.
Oh, good. One thing I can do is grill a steak. Any more wine?
No.
Are you sure? I'll drive to the tea room.
No, really, I'm fine.
But you're not, are you? Come on, out with it. You still brooding about your job?
Oh, Neil, don't.
Look, I promise I won't tell Alan if you want to have a little moan.
I'm not moaning. I'm worried.
Worried?
Yes. About you.
Huh?
Ever since you caught cold rounding up the pigs.
Hey, now, Susan.
I can't bear the thought of you working yourself into the ground.
Is this what the job hunting's been about?
If you did have to retire, there's no way we could survive on what I earn at the moment.
Oh, Susan.
Now, don't laugh.
I'm not. But honestly, love. hey, where are you going?
Clary's right. Wishing for something better won't get you nowhere.
Oh, Susan, will you...
Forget I said anything. I have to get changed.
Yep, I don't care what Channel Island them lads is from. That was delicious. Clary and Eddie don't know what they've been missing.
Well, we couldn't let it go to waste, could we, eh?
Oh, not after all the hard work you put into making it. Your glass is empty. More cider?
Go on, then. Just a bit. Thanks for asking me to do this. I do appreciate what you're trying to do.
Eh?
Well, wasn't just about cooking a nice meal for Clary and Eddie, was it?
I don't know what you're on about.
You must have heard I've lost my job.
Oh, no.
It's okay, really. I'm not upset. It was kind of you to think I might need distracting.
Yeah, well, we all like to feel we're still useful.
Well, here's to my hero. Cheers.
Cheers. This was one of my Susan's favourites. Eh? I used to play it at all the local dances.
No, I didn't know you danced.
Oh, not that I've had much call to since she passed.
I did a bit of tap and ballet, but never ballroom. Come on, show me.
Show you what?
How to dance. Up you get.
Oh, no, I'm too old for that.
Come on, you can't be any worse than me. Right, so this hand goes on your shoulder, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Then you rest the other one in mine. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see, I leads with me left, yeah. So you goes back with your right.
Okay.
Then step to the side.
I've got you.
Bring your feet together.
Like this?
Yes, now you steps forward to the left, mm-hmm. and to the side, and back together. Yeah. And slow, quick, slow, quick, quick. That's it. You got it.
I'm doing it.
Like Dame Darcy herself. You know, the foxtrot was me and my Susan's first dance. At the village hall in Westerbridge. She'd been stood up by some flash bloke, so when she ran off in tears, I followed her. I found her in the middle outside. That's where I asked her to dance.
What? Right there?
Her heels were sinking in the mud, but I thought it was magical.
Oh, Joe, that's so gorgeous.
So my advice to you, young Nick, make the most of every minute.
Yeah.
Carpe diem.
Thank you. It's really nice to know some people still appreciate me.
Susan, you ready? We need to go. Susan!
Oh.
Sorry. I couldn't decide what to wear. I know it's only a silly competition, but...
Even so, there won't be a mister with a lovelier missus. You look perfect.
Thanks. Come on, then.
Susan, hang on. About before, you know, you really don't need to worry about me retiring.
Oh, let's not talk about this now.
But it's important. Look, we're doing all right. And so are the kids.
I know.
In a few years' time, we'll have paid off the mortgage for building this place, and, well, besides, I'd carry on working till I'm 90, through hail and blizzard, if it means providing for you.
But that's what I mean. I'm not having you working yourself into your grave. Even if you did have to retire, I'd rather be penniless and still have you around.
Well, it's what we signed up for, isn't it? For richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health.
Oh, it is, Mr. Carter.
I'm glad to hear it, Mrs. Carter. So you stop your moaning, or by the time Lent's over, we really will be skint.
Neil!
What?
Oh, it doesn't matter. As long as you're here, I've got nothing to complain about.
How was that?
Everything okay?
Lovely, Jolene.
Yeah, it was top notch.
Can I get you a dessert or coffee?
Oh,
can if you want.
Don't Adam need you back to finish spraying?
Nah, it's too windy. We'll try again early tomorrow. Anyway, this is supposed to be our Valentine's treat. We couldn't do anything yesterday because Emma was working.
Well, nice to see you. How did the quiz go?
Oh, yeah, great, I think.
Neil and Susan won.
Oh, did they know?
I reckon she must have slipped them the questions.
Yes, I didn't.
Well, your mum knew all about Neil's thing for Tess Daly.
So? Just because they ain't got no secrets?
Well, anyhow, it sounds like it went really well.
Yeah. How was it here?
Yeah, all right. Restaurant were fully booked.
Oh, that's good.
So, the desserts are on the chalkboards. If you fancy out, give me a shout.
Okay, ta.
Ed?
What? No, oh, I was only teasing. At least your parents weren't like Shula and Alistair. They hardly got anything right.
You still didn't have to joke her veins. Not when Nick lost her job because of it. I feel bad enough as it is.
How many more times? Nick brought it on herself. The stuff she was saying to you.
No, I still shouldn't have let it get under my skin. Especially now I'm a parish councillor. I'm supposed to set an example.
You're supposed to stand up for yourself, which is exactly what you did. Her and Will were completely out of line.
Well, it ain't right. Seriously, Ed, how's it fair? We're still allowed to come in here, have a lovely meal, while Nick has to sit at home, ashamed to show her face.
Because we're customers?
Yeah, and she's family. More than that, she's been a good friend. Who would I be if I didn't stand up for her too?
No, but I still weren't expecting to have to cook the kids' dinner.
Poppy, careful on the slide.
Oh, I thought one of the good things about you not working at the ball was that you'd be at home more.
Well, it sounded like I was out all night. Anyway, I had a nice time with Joe.
Aye, dancing around the dining room.
Well, you could always dance with me if you like. We could have lessons.
No way.
Oh, not even for me.
Nick, I told you.
I bet Kirsty thinks you should. Don't you, Kirsty?
What's that?
Will should take me to dance classes.
All right.
Ah, just ignore her.
Why? She's complaining we don't see enough of each other. It's a sort of thing couples are meant to do together, isn't it, Kirsty?
Yeah, I guess.
Poppy, time to go home.
I've always dreamt of being swept up in an Argentine tango.
Well, keep dreaming. There's as much chance of getting me on a dance floor as there is of me bowling for England. Now, I need to get back to work. See you, Kirsty.
See you. Men, eh? Makes you wonder why we keep him around.
Don't ask me.
You come in.
Take care.
Bye.
I don't know why you're so against the idea. You might be really good at it.
Oh, I gave up dancing with the hokey-cokey.
Poppy, stick to the pavement, sweetheart. Don't walk in the road.
Hello?
Philip. Hi, it's Kirsty.
I know, it says so right here on my screen. Oh. How are you? Everything okay?
Yeah, not too bad. I've been thinking about your offer.
You in need of a friendly ear?
In a way. How are you fixed for later?
Today?
If you're not too busy.
No, I don't have to be. I could come to the bull.
Actually, I'd rather not set tongues wagging. How about somewhere away from prying eyes?
Jolene? Sorry.
Oh! Hello, my darling. Did you want a pudding?
Actually, I was hoping to have a quick word. Oh. This whole thing with the quiz at the tea room, it was just a misunderstanding.
Oh, I know it weren't deliberate.
Exactly. Me and Nick were just chatting and it weren't her fault. Don't suppose you could see a way to giving her back her job?
Listen, Emma...
We was all to blame for last week.
Yeah, I still can't have a member of staff getting into fights in the bar.
It weren't just her, though. And she's never done anything like it before. Nick's always been a good barmaid, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a good worker.
There you are, then. She's friendly and efficient. And the argument only started because she was defending the bull. You can't punish her for that. Give her one more chance.
I can't. No, really, I... Give him the shifts to Toby.
So? Give her them back. Haven't you ever done anything you regret?
Yeah, look, me and Kenton, we've made our decision.
There isn't nothing more I can do.
Maybe he's flown.
No, I think you're lying. That, or he's one well-camouflaged heron.
There, in the rushes. To the left of the big willow. He's perched on a log, just behind the two tufted ducks.
Left of them? Yeah, I've got him. Yeah, he actually wasn't very well hidden. Don't know why I couldn't spot him. The biggest bird on the lake.
Something very relaxing about it. Watching the birds going about their business undisturbed. Don't you think?
Oh, I do.
Makes you realise, whatever happens, the world carries on.
Yep. Here you go.
Don't you want the binoculars?
No, you're fine. How was Monday evening? Oh, sorry, you don't have to talk about it.
No, it's fine.
Not if it's too personal.
Really, Philip. I'd like to.
All right. But only if you're sure.
And do we really have to do this?
Someone has to make the first move.
Yeah, but why does it have to be us? It ain't like they need the money. Not with the Tide Cottage and the rent Will makes out of the house on the green.
That ain't the point. I ran for parish council to help ordinary working people, so come on.
Oh, all right. But I'm telling you, it won't make no difference.
What are you two doing here?
Oh, hi there, Will.
George ain't due back at yours for another 3 hours.
No, I know.
Why don't you just hear what she has to say?
I heard plenty last week.
Yeah, well, maybe you should listen harder.
It's okay.
Well, I would if anything you had to say was worth hearing.
Will, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Oh. Go back inside.
Actually, Nick, it's you we came to see.
No, she don't want to see you. Just get back in your car.
Will, it's fine. How much more harm can it do? Come inside.
Oh, yeah, I got properly jilted at the altar. I'm surprised you hadn't heard.
No? No one said anything?
Well, that's progress. So time does move on.
Not for you, though, by the sound of things.
It's just a strange relationship. First me and Tom were together, and then we were apart. And then we were back together again. And even when I very definitely thought it was over, I still ended up getting pregnant.
So, do you think maybe there's still something between you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. There's way too much water under the bridge. That was the thing about Monday, though. Remembering back to the miscarriage, I actually coped better than I thought. Tom, though, he kept talking about if things had been different, what our lives might be like, how we'd have an 8-month-old by now.
Well, that's not helpful to anyone.
No. And I don't want to say anything bad about him. I know how guilty he still feels, but
you didn't want to dwell on the what might have been.
Exactly. I came away feeling like I'd had to keep it together for him.
It sounds pretty one-sided. I thought the whole idea of the anniversary was to be there for each other.
Yeah, well, it's always been the same. Even when we were a couple, I felt I had to be the supportive one. We've such a long history, though. Makes it hard to move on.
Those things will always be a part of you. I guess the trick is to hang on to the parts you want to keep. That's how I feel about my marriage.
Yeah?
Yeah. We had great times at the beginning.
And what about the rest?
The rest you just have to try to let go.
Thing is, Nick, Fallon needs me to cover at the tea room, but she's going to need extra help with this vintage fair on Monday.
Vintage fair?
Haven't you seen the posters? It's going to be, like, loads of stalls over in Darrington, selling antiques and upcycled bits and bobs.
Right. OK.
Well, I had a word with Fallon, and she says she's happy for you to work that day. It's paid, of course.
Yeah, we don't need your charity.
You should be grateful she bothered.
Why? No one asked you to.
It ain't up to you, Will.
Nick, tell her you're not interested.
Will's right. Hints about the money.
Well, yeah, but make a good impression and Fallon might take you on regular, like, at the tea room. We could end up working together. We're already short-staffed.
Oh, yeah. Like she'd want to work with you.
Well, don't you ever shut up.
Look, we've all said some pretty horrible stuff, but who cares? I never meant to steal the quiz idea. I don't mind saying I'm sorry. Genuinely, I am.
And I don't want to hold no grudges, neither. Joe told me about yesterday. It ain't just him who cares about you. We all think it's unfair what happened, don't we, Ed?
Yeah, of course.
So what'd you say? I'm trying to put things right. No hard feelings, yeah?
I wish it was that easy, Emma. Look, I'll talk to Fallon about the vintage fair on Monday. But I can't work with you at the tea room.
But we made such a good team at the election.
I know, but that was before.
Nick, please.
I'm sorry, Emma. Things have changed.
All right. You've had your answer now.
But...
I reckon it's time you went.
Yeah, come on, Em. Let's go.
Okay, fine. I still ain't going to stop trying, though, Nick. Not till you found yourself a new job.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's a nice health club. Just doesn't seem much like you.
Oh, it pays the bills, and I like to keep fit.
But if you could have any job you want, what would it be?
Who knows?
Ornithologist?
Yeah, maybe.
Activist? Environmentalist? Eco-crusader?
I already try my best. What I really want, though, is a happy, simple, contented life. And to leave a little bit of love in the world. I just want it to have been worthwhile. Ooh, I hadn't realised how late it got. We should probably be getting back.
Don't have to go just yet, do we?
Well, no, I suppose not. It is getting dark, though.
That's okay. I've got a torch on my phone.
Prepared for anything, aren't you?
I wasn't prepared for you. Oh, sorry, that was corny.
No, Philip, honestly.
I'm not used to this.
You were right. It is unexpected.
Nice, though, I hope. Worth staying here a little bit longer?
I think so. Definitely.
Good. Because you did say you wanted to avoid prying eyes.
Yeah, I did.
Are you sure we haven't driven past it?
Mark said the entrance was on the right, opposite a wooden footpath sign.
Okay, keep going then.
This will be a lot easier in the light.
Has Toby got back to you?
Not yet. He will, though.
We could have done with his help this morning.
I know.
Especially as your dad's had to cover Milton.
Look, it's not his fault Jolene and Kenton asked him to do all these extra shifts. You heard what Eddie said.
Yeah,
he thought for his first go at Lambing, Toby did really well.
This was still your idea, though. Now that the pace is picking up, we need to know we can rely on him.
I'm sure he'll be around more next week.
Is he coming to the ball for your birthday tomorrow?
I've no idea. We haven't mentioned it. Oh, hey, do you know what Gram's knitting? Every time I go round to the house, she hides her needles. I mean, I'm presuming it's for the baby.
I don't think I should really say.
Well, she started a bit early, hasn't she? There's still ages. By the time the baby's here, she'll have knitted an entire wardrobe.
Pip!
What?
The sign, slow down. It must be right here.
It looks like it.
Yep, Sallycroft Farm.
Well spotted. Ooh, we're in good time, too. I'm so excited about finally seeing an open-sided parlour in operation.
Well, calm down. We need to keep an open mind.
I know.
We're looking at lots of different Milton systems. Let's not go rushing in.
Of course, ma'am. But if it's as efficient as this guy says it is, it could be exactly what we need.
Honestly, Jenny, I don't know why you're so convinced Justin's going to support me.
I don't know why you're so convinced he won't. Is he there?
No, not yet. Martin and Jerry made sure they got here in plenty of time for the meeting, though. They barely acknowledged me.
Well, you always thought they were against you. I'm sure that Justin will be there any minute, and you just need to have a bit of faith.
All right, but even if he does vote to keep me as chair, with him and Andrew, I'll still be counting on Annabelle to push me over the line. And after our less than satisfactory conversation on Tuesday...
Then persuade her. For the time being, you are still chair, aren't you, Brian?
Yes.
And you're allowed to speak?
Of course.
So don't go in there acting as if you've been beaten already. You didn't cause any of this, and you need to remember that.
Okay, okay.
And if they haven't the decency to stand by you, then at least don't make it easy for them.
All right, Dinah, I have to go. Justin's here.
Oh, okay. Well, call me the minute you've heard the verdict.
Will do.
Good luck, darling.
Thanks. Justin, there you are.
Ah, morning, Brian.
I was starting to wonder if he were ever going to turn up.
Oh, no, no. I could hardly miss this, could I?
No?
Ah, I wouldn't worry too much, Brian. Whatever the outcome, I'm sure you'll put up a good fight. Here's your deputy now.
Hmm?
Morning, Annabelle.
Morning, Justin. It's chilly again, isn't it?
I should say so.
Morning, Annabelle.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
Yes, pretty well. Looking forward to the weekend.
Aren't we all?
Right, well, we'll be starting soon. I ought to go and take my seat. Hopefully not for the last time.
You do that, Brian.
Don't feel you have to rush, though. I'm happy to wait.
It's like arriving for an execution, isn't it? Surely he has to realise the writing's on the wall.
Well, hope springs eternal.
Yes, but there's only so long you can fool yourself.
What else are we supposed to do?
Can you believe how fast that was? And that's with over 300 cows. I reckon we could have our herd milked and the parlour washed down in well under 2 hours.
Maybe, at a push. Oh,
easily.
Pip, are you standing far enough back? You want to get the whole building in the photo?
Don't worry.
Your dad needs to be able to see how exposed it is.
Yeah, but don't you love how light and airy it is too?
There must be days when it's perishing, though. Even Martin admitted that when there's a northwesterly, it can be pretty miserable. You know how grumbly your dad gets.
Oh, he won't be doing the milking.
Pip, you have to consider...
And anyway, Mum, our cows are dried off when it's coldest. That's why it's so perfect for spring calving.
He's still got to have an opinion. It's not just your decision.
Look, I know it's not what you're both used to, but it is so much better for the cows. They aren't standing around on concrete for hours.
We've never had a huge problem with lameness anyway.
No, but...
There are other things to consider.
Yeah, and most of them are massive benefits. Trust me, Mum. Look, this is going to make our lives so much better.
It ought to go without saying that under my chairmanship, BL has gone from strength to strength. Since welcoming Justin and Damara on board... We've seen underlying profits increase year on year. Much of this success is down to a strategy of diversification, which means that today the company is far more resilient to future changes in the economic landscape.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
And as you know, I'm absolutely determined to seize every opportunity that Brexit has to offer. Now, coming to the elephant in the room. The ongoing situation with the contamination at Home Farm. I won't lie to you, no one has been more shocked and appalled than myself. It bears no relation to who I am as a farmer or to our management of the estate. Sorry, one moment. Clearly, the recent stories in the press are unfortunate, but we've been through these sorts of media storms before. I'd like to give you my personal assurance that when the authorities have completed their investigation, they'll absolve me of any responsibility. In return, I hope you'll continue to support me as chair. That's about everything I have to say. Unless anyone has anything to ask, I suppose I should leave.
Yes. Thank you, Brian. If you wouldn't mind stepping out so we can talk.
No, of course. You'll let me know when you'd like me back in.
Yeah, we will.
Fine. Well, in that case, I'll just be outside.
Okay, Brian. Good. So, who'd like to get the ball rolling?
Well, if I may.
Yes, Justin, the floor's all yours.
Don't you think so, though? For a start, it's almost 100 grand cheaper than a conventional herring.
Pip, watch the rules.
And if we build it behind the rest of the farm buildings, you know, down at the bottom of the track to the paddock...
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But that way, we won't need to tramp the cows through the yard.
Could we turn off the music, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. Wouldn't it be great, though?
During the grazing season, there'd be a very light workload.
Who for? For the next I don't know how many years, it'll be your dad and me doing it. It's no use pretending a new parlour's going to change that.
Mum, I wasn't.
It'd be nice if you'd start thinking of us for a change.
I am thinking of you. I'm thinking of all of us. And, okay, so maybe I won't be able to do the milking straight after having the baby, but after the first couple of months...
Pip, it's going to take so much longer than that.
Why? You did it.
No.
Listen, and if Gran's on hand to help...
That's just not how it's going to be.
Well, I don't get this. If you could manage, then why can't I?
Because I couldn't. You keep holding me up as this shining example. But you have no idea how hard it's going to be. It used to tear my heart out when I'd come in from the feed co-op, and Jill would tell me you'd been screaming for me all day.
Well, it obviously hasn't done me any harm.
Oh, I hope not. But you're going to have your emotions pulled all over the place. You'll be dog-tired, and it doesn't matter how things turn out. The mistakes you make as a parent, they stay with you.
All right, but...
But do you know, I almost hit you once.
What?
I'd reached the end of me tether, and you just wouldn't stop crying.
One time, Mum. You're bound to get some things wrong.
Yeah. And that was with your dad there to support me. And me mum. And Jill while she was still physically able. You're going to have so much more to cope with.
I've got you and Dad, haven't I?
Of course you have, babe. But we're not going to be around to help with night feeds or to babysit all day. And I know what Jill said, but you can't expect her to take care of a newborn baby. She's 87 years old.
Toby says he'll help.
I know he'll do his best, but... I'm sorry, all I want is for you to be a brilliant mum. But you have to face some realities. For the time being, you're going to have to leave most of the farming up to me and your dad.
Which way now?
What's that?
We don't turn at these crossroads, do we?
No, babe. Just keep driving straight ahead.
So what did you say exactly?
I'll admit it was a tight-run thing. The board took a lot of persuading.
Yeah, of course.
But I should warn you, Brian, if the Environment Agency do choose to prosecute, I think matters will be very different.
Yeah, I understand.
But when all's said and done, I suppose the voice of the majority shareholder does carry that extra bit of weight. Let's leave it at that, shall we?
Justin, I don't know what to say.
Say, I'm looking forward to continuing as chair of Borchester Land.
Yes, absolutely.
Congratulations, Brian.
Oh, Annabelle, thank you. Oh, it's good to know you still have faith in me.
Well, we couldn't see you hounded out, could we, Justin?
Indeed, we could not.
Well, if you don't mind, I ought to ring Jenny.
Yes, of course. I should be getting back anyway. I'll be in touch very soon.
Yes, all right.
Justin, have you time for a quick word?
Oh, I'm sure I can spare you a couple more minutes.
Hello, Home Farm.
Jenny, it's me.
Darling, what's happened? Have they voted?
They have.
And?
All of them, bar Martin Gibson, voted in my favour.
Them.
Seems Justin swung it for me.
Darling, that is wonderful news. Oh, you must be so relieved.
Relieved? Bemused? Delighted? It was surprising enough that Justin had voted for me, but for him to back me to the entire board, I just don't understand it.
Well, there's no point questioning it now, is there? I mean, shouldn't you just be grateful?
Oh, I am enormously.
Didn't I tell you not to doubt him? Oh, thank you, Justin. He truly is a godsend, isn't he?
Justin, I'm obviously happy to follow your lead. I'd just like to understand, why were you so adamant about keeping Brian?
For precisely the reasons I gave in the boardroom. He's a very steady hand on the tiller. I don't see why we should throw him overboard simply because we've hit choppy water.
Oh, come on. You don't believe that. Mm. And I know it's not because he's Lillian's brother-in-law, as if that would sway your decision.
I'm not the heartless monster you seem to think I am. I've no desire to harm Lillian's family unnecessarily.
Even if it means going out on a limb?
Why not? It never hurts to have someone in your debt. And after today, I'd say Brian owes me a great deal. Wouldn't you?
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Kirsty Young, presenter of Desert Island Discs. Each week, I ask some of the world's most outstanding and impressive people to reflect on their life as they contemplate being cast away to a desert island. All they're allowed to choose is 8 discs, a book, and a luxury item. You can subscribe to Desert Island Discs from wherever you get your podcasts and download them at your leisure. And in addition, you can also listen to many of the 3,000 extraordinary people who've been cast away to our island over the years. That's the Desert Island Discs podcast. I do hope you'll join us.